This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
A doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Vitamin G on tap tonight. This week, it is the week of gratitude. In America, they call it Thanksgiving week. And Dr. Batar is with us doing some advanced medicine. How are you, my friend?
I am doing well, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing great. Last night, we don't go out much because, you know, I'm hardcore on the food stuff, right? But a year plus ago, I was given like a gift card to like a farm-to-table restaurant that has good quality food. And I still haven't gone for my birthday. So my wife's birthday is coming up in a few days. We decided finally we were going to do it. Yesterday evening we went out, and when the two kids were there, you know everybody. Have you ever played silly games with your kids? Like you go through the ABCs and you have to come up with something for every letter in some category. I don't know. Maybe I'm just the only crazy one. But we've done some of that when the kids grew up. I hadn't done that in a while, and we did it last night. It was super silly.
It sounds like a lot of fun, actually. We haven't done that. We've done, you know, other types of things like that, but no, I haven't done that particular exercise. Both my sons got together yesterday, and my older one's in college, freshman college, and Abby is in freshman college, and then Rahan is obviously just turned 13.
Yeah,
and they're both going to be with their moms on Thanksgiving, so they wanted to do something with me, have our own Thanksgiving. It was actually Rahan's idea, so we actually went yesterday and did a bunch of shopping, and then had our own little Thanksgiving, and decided that that's our new tradition, that the weekend before Thanksgiving, no matter where we are on the planet, that the three of us, and hopefully my daughter next time, can always get together for our own private Thanksgiving. So I thought that was kind of a cool thing that we started.
Well, I think I got the theme inadvertently last night because we had the family thing going on. It was a lot of fun. And coming up, I don't know, it's like you come up countries of the world, right? And my daughter's, you know, 12 and a half. My son's almost 18. So, you know, it's a mix of stuff. But we used to play that when they were little. You know, it's like, Turkmenistan, right? Just throw out these obscure countries if you can. But at a certain point, we're playing, going through the ABCs, and I hear my wife across from me say, "I want tea." I'm like, "Oh, my wife wants tea." So the waiter shows up a minute later. "What hot tea do you have?" My wife looks at me very funny. He's like, "Why are you ordering me tea? I don't want tea." I said, "You said I want tea." She was still in
the letter.
Yeah, she was in the game mode with whatever category we were on, and she was hoping to get tea. I'm like, I didn't hear that. I was so out of touch with reality. Then the funny joke all night became hot tea, and everybody was getting giggly on it. So I didn't catch it until later. But it was like, you know, those are the magical moments, and I wish only those things on this Thanksgiving Day holiday for all of you going wherever you're going to do some silly stuff, right? We talked about a story yesterday on the air, Dr. Batar, about one-third of all Americans are not going to talk politics when they go home for the holidays. I'm thinking, it might be a good idea. We don't need blood pressure to go up. We want it to chill, right? And I said, if you got some left wings or right wings, you can put them in separate tables. The ones that want to be silly, put them in the center with the rest of the meat.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you there. I think that when you start bringing in politics and bringing some of these other components, you know, sometimes people forget the real essence behind Thanksgiving. And I think that that's the one time of the year where we need to, as a family unit, be grateful for all the blessings that we have. So one of the traditions that we have is we go around the table, which probably a lot of people do have. We go around the table and we express what we're grateful for. Each individual member of the family expresses what they're grateful for. So anyway, it's kind of a cool thing, and hopefully everybody's going to enjoy a very, very safe and happy Thanksgiving this week.
Yeah, we do a G thing. I think go around the table, tell us the grossest thing you've ever done. No, no, we don't do that. I'm just kidding. The kids might, but don't encourage them. Gratitude. Yeah. One of the things in this story, and let's open with this since it's Thanksgiving week. 7 health benefits of gratitude. Now, you talk about it in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, the different areas and levels of healing and how people are set up to either heal or fail based on their attitude. And the first one on the list is gratitude can make you more patient. Patience. They say it's a virtue. I don't know how patient you've been in your lifetime, Dr. Batar, but, you know, I always say in God's time. Sometimes you're like, I want this to happen yesterday. And you're like, well, no, it might happen a year from now. Sometimes you don't know the timing.
Well, I think I don't know whether it has helped me to be patient or not, but I do believe in God's time. That certainly is a theme that is very, very prevalent in my life because things seem to happen exactly when they're supposed to happen. And mm-hmm. sometimes we want them to happen faster. Sometimes we think that things are going too slow or they have happened before we expected them to happen. And so sometimes you may think that, oh, I wish the timing would have been different. In retrospect, years later, sometimes only months later, but you know, sometimes years later, you realize in hindsight how perfect the timing actually was.
Right. Yeah, it's funny. I mentioned this. My son's almost 18. We're looking to get a used car, give him one of our cars, buy another used car. That's how we do it. Craigslist, great deals on there. But, you know, my wife, you wake up and she said, did you call him yet? Did you call him? Because we found one we might like. Honey, it's 6 a.m. For goodness sake, where's the patience, right? So that's one of our lessons here. Anyway, I waited until after 9:30 to call. Yeah, so that's one. Patience is a good one. Here's another thing. Gratitude can improve self-care. Interesting. Gratitude. A study published in the journal Personality and Individual Differences, they asked people to rate their levels of gratitude, physical health, psychological health, as well as likely how well they were to do well-being boosting behaviors like exercise, healthy eating, going to the doctor. They found positive correlations between gratitude and all of those beneficial behaviors for yourself, caring for yourself.
Yep, that's a real eye-opener too, because I wouldn't have thought that intuitively. It wouldn't have been that obvious. The second one that you skipped over, that gratitude might improve relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really interesting one. I think that if all parties in a relationship actually express that gratitude, I think that that's probably one of the most tremendous components. I think exercising mm-hmm. with your significant other and having an opportunity to express gratitude for everything that you have in your life with your partner has a huge impact on overall overall relationship success. And I'm just saying that right now, having mm-hmm. gone through what I've gone through, that's one of the things that I remember thinking that we did not do enough, because well, certain things that I was grateful for mm-hmm. may not have been reciprocated or vice versa. And
sure.
So I think that's it for a relationship, especially when you deal with chronic disease and people that are when you're dealing with patients that have cancer, for example. I have seen this so many times now, because when patients come in, they're obviously in a very traumatic situation. The oxidative stress is extremely high. They're, you know, usually very apprehensive, all the unknowns, et cetera, et cetera. But when they're there as a couple, I have encouraged them to spend time and see this as an opportunity for rekindling the relationship. And you know what? I have had dozens and dozens of patients over the years, Robert, tell me that the cancer was one of their greatest blessings because it allowed them to rediscover their relationship. And that is such a beautiful thing if you think about that.
Yeah, yeah, and the other thing here is on the list is sleep has improved. But I was thinking about waking life, too. Because if you ever wake up and say, you know what, I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful just to be breathing. You know, those simple things that we overlook, take for granted. Suddenly your day becomes richer. So imagine the nighttime, too, if you go to sleep thinking how grateful you are to be in bed and have a good night's sleep. That will benefit you on every level, waking or sleeping.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. I think that's probably talking about quality sleep, maybe, or...
I think so. Yeah, we found that grateful people, it helps them to sleep better and longer. So they talk about positive thoughts before you go to sleep, setting you up for maybe a better regenerative sleep, maybe more pleasant dreams, perhaps. I don't know about this next one here. Gratitude may stop you from overeating. Man, I am so grateful for all the organic fixins on Thanksgiving. I don't know if that gratitude makes me eat less or more. I'm just not sure yet. We'll test it out.
Yeah, I don't know about that overeating aspect, too, but it would be interesting. It says gratitude replenishes willpower. So I think willpower and when somebody has that willpower and then they try to overcome that willpower, imagination will always win over willpower. That's one of the things that I learned years and years ago from Psycho-Cybernetics, that your imagination, the visualization, when you imagine something versus your willpower, maybe temporarily willpower will win, but overall, hands down, imagination will always supersede willpower. So I don't know if I agree that gratitude may stop you from overeating.
I think I imagine eating that delicious organic pumpkin pie, and I might just do it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the gratitude may end up, I think, to say that it may help you get satiated easier. Mm. Maybe that might be true, but I guess maybe that's what they're talking about, you know, from prevent you from overeating.
Now, here's a good one. This one I think a lot of people will like, and if you haven't practiced this ever, go for it. Gratitude can help ease depression. They talk about people who partake in the three good things exercise. You prompt people to think of three good moments or things that have happened in that day and how it lifts the spirit, right? Because you're not going to focus on maybe something that you perceive to be negative happened, but you can change your attitude by where do you place your focus of attention.
Yeah, but that's true. Where attention goes, energy flows. So I think that this is a very important part where if you're in a state of gratitude, it's very hard to be depressed. It's kind of like if you smile, it's hard to be angry. If you just physically smile, look in the mirror and you smile, it's physically hard to be angry. Mm. So I think that depression aspect is usually when people are depressed, they're sad about something. And one of my exercises that I've told people to do to help to overcome depression is to go out and volunteer, you know, maybe at a shelter or at a abused home or something where people need help. Maybe go to the veterans, a place where you've got people that have been injured in combat, or find somebody that is having a much bigger problem than you are and help them. And suddenly your problem becomes minimized. And I think that's because you spend subconsciously, maybe even consciously, but definitely subconsciously, you start to recognize that you are not as bad off as you thought, because you're now in the company of somebody that really has a much greater adversity. And so then you start to feel better about your situation, and you're grateful that you're not in this worse situation. So that's one of the ways to help alleviate problems with depression.
Beautifully said. I'm grateful for the 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, the international best-selling book by Dr. Rasha Batar. Those of you watching on YouTube, I've been holding it up for the last 30 seconds. And I'm grateful because it's the gift that keeps on giving. And we talk about sustaining happiness. This kind of gift will sustain that because it's very empowering. And I love to see when people are empowered. I love to feel empowered. We got more after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We got years and years and years of archives available to you for free. For free! And, you know, used to you go medicalrewind.com, now you can go to advancedmedicine.com and find all of the advanced medicine archived episodes for free. Loads, hundreds and hundreds of hours now of Dr. Batar and I. And occasionally a guest or caller sometimes will come in and occasionally also will answer your questions right here on the air.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
And this question comes from Robin. Hi, Robert, Dr. Batar. What advice can I give to a coworker for her daughter? Diagnosis is osteochondral defect. Treatment plan is ligament reconstruction and microfracture and biocartilage from Stanford. I'm guessing that's Stanford University. I don't know. She would prefer not to go through this route and is open to suggestions. Thanks for all you do, Robin. Well, this is the advice you're giving your coworker. We're not giving you advice for her. We're just going to give you some information because we have little to no information about your friend's daughter to or coworker's daughter to go on. But we can start with some basics, can't we, Dr. Batar?
Yeah, I think so. I think that these types of things are, you know, So many different options. There's things that we do in our clinic. There's things that many places do. So you can start with platelet-rich plasma PRP injections. There's prolotherapy, the proloozone therapy. There's various types of homeopathics and other types of things that you can do to reduce inflammation. And we have an herbal thing called Arthaleve that, Robert, I think you've seen yourself firsthand how well that works. So there's many things that, you know, a person could potentially do.
But ligament reconstruction, Dr. Batar, that sounds pretty invasive.
Yeah, well, you know, that's probably, so if you have, for example, like one of those football injuries when you get hit by a player on the side of your knee, for example, so you can have a anterior and posterior cruciate ligament tear, you can have a medial and collateral ligament tear, you can have a patellar ligament tear and patellar tendon rupture. And so when you have all these different types of things, and the only way to really go in and fix it is to do the reconstructive surgery, where they actually pin the ligaments to the bone, and sometimes there's a permanent hardware in there to maintain those types of connections. So, you know, again, we don't know if that's what this is. This is an osteochondral defect. Well, osteochondral defect isn't something that is traumatic. It's something that is considered to be something that a person was either born with, or there's some other type of weakness in that area. And in those types of conditions, usually reconstructive surgery is not necessary, but it all depends, you know, what type of situation there. So again, there's too many variables, and they really need to just explore their options. For us to talk about these things, we don't know, one, what the history is, and two, what options they've already looked at.
Right, and of course, it's a coworker's daughter. We don't know the age or anything, but if it is a defect, if she was born with some kind of congenital scenario, I still believe that remineralization is possible and necessary, because we know that cross-generationally now we're seeing these deficiencies occur. You know, it's obvious if it's a gestational diabetes, there's chromium deficiency. But in this case, if you have skeletal deformity or deficiency of the skeletal system, connective tissue depends a lot on the mineral silicon or silica. In the right form, I've seen rebuild and repair. Like with my mom, when she had osteopenia, we reversed it simply by remineralizing her, and that was through a whole food supplementation. Again, there's a lot more that we don't know about this daughter. But still, there are basics that can be applied to find out, hey, is there a potential for repair and rebuild without invasive procedures? You don't know until you try.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with you. So silica, magnesium, selenium, some of these minerals are crucial for maintenance of good health for the ligaments and for the bones. Obviously, the right ratio of calcium and magnesium. And so sometimes these ligaments can tear away from the bone, or the tendons can tear away from the bone, because of lack of adequate mineralization. So these are the basic things, so I totally agree with you.
Yeah, connective tissue disorders, and even as we talk about protecting the developing baby, you know, that's why we talk about prenatal care, right? The idea is you want to get as nutritionally proficient and rich, if you can, for your body, because it's your body, mom-to-be, that's going to give to the baby. And if you don't have it, the baby can't get it. And then you can see some aberrant, what they call birth defects, but I believe really the result of a lot of things, including the things that we talk about all the time here, toxins to excess of what we can deal with, and, of course, the corresponding deficiencies when the minerals are displaced by the toxins, including the heavy metals, which we talk about here. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. Go check it out, advancedmedicine.com. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We've got some discussion of Gulf War illness related to DNA damage in vets even today. PTSD, but not from war. But maybe the war on cancer? That's interesting. We got some cool stuff to talk about. It's a week of gratitude here. More after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got Dr. Bitar here doing some gratitude on this holiday week live on the Robert Scott Bell Show. AdvancedMedicine.com, check it out there, and RobertScottBell.com. Gulf War illness I want to get to, but this story is very intriguing to me, Dr. Bitar. PTSD after cancer diagnosis. And as I was reading this, my initial thought was that the PTSD was just from the diagnosis itself that caused people to have a traumatic response, right? But as I read through this, I'm thinking this may also be involved with a different kind of war, the war on cancer in traditional or allopathic oncology, because the treatment can be so brutal, the chemo itself, other forms, radiation, etc., so brutal that you can have a post-traumatic stress disorder not only from the diagnosis that frightens you, but from the treatment itself, because they've declared war on your body.
Yeah, so that would be a post-traumatic physical stress disorder, PTSD,
yeah,
technically speaking, because, you know, usually when you talk about post-traumatic stress disorder, that's a DSM-3, DSM-4 diagnosis, which is considered a psychiatric diagnosis. So this is an emotional, psychological type of condition, whereas what you're talking about, yes, there would be an emotional psychological component to it, but there would also be a physical component to it because of the adversity that your body has had to experience and the physiology of the individual, the trauma that it sustained. So mm-hmm. I would agree with you with that statement. I think that the component of attributing this post-traumatic stress disorder diagnosis to people that have had cancer, the diagnosis of cancer, though, mm-hmm. I think that is presuming that these people have not learned the lesson and not heard the knock on their forehead that I think why people get cancer in the first place. Because conversely, many of my patients, as they finish this treatment and they go on to lead a long and happy and healthy and prosperous life, they say that the greatest blessing that they mm-hmm. had was when they got the diagnosis of cancer. They were able to realize and recognize things that they hadn't recognized and realized previously, and now they were able to go on with their lives, and they consider the cancer diagnosis as having been the most critical positive thing in their life. So you see the different perception of yes. the cancer diagnosis, one being post-traumatic stress disorder versus the other one, the greatest thing that they have to be grateful for, the gratitude that they have for having gotten that diagnosis and then the subsequent experiences and learning process that they went through.
I liken it to the story, and I believe you told us at the last TTAC about the young boy who you were taking care of and was told he had, you know, what, months to live, year, maybe, yeah, whatever, and you're telling him, imagine going to the prom, imagine your first car, imagine your date, your girlfriend, all of that, and you know, how that uplifted his spirit and began to see beyond the so-called death sentence. Versus what they talk about in this article where they say many cancer patients believe they need to adopt a warrior mentality, right? They're going to war. Right. But where do we learn about PTSD primarily? From war. You know, is it right. so much that we have to attack and kill all of the time and be in that state of fight or flight? Or is there a state of co-creation in health as opposed to I got to kill stuff?
Yeah, you know, this is a very interesting component that you bring up too, Robert. And so let's go back to that child that I treated. You know, I didn't say think about imagine the prom and imagine this, because when you say tell somebody to imagine something, it's hard for them to imagine. So I kind of brought him into it. That's why I said, you know, who are you going to take for a date, prom? And he was like, another 4 years, 5 years before I go to prom. And I said, well, dude, you better start working at night because you're so ugly. You're going to need as much time as you need to get to get a date. So it forced him into that state of, you know, whether it's humor or not humor, it forced him into thinking about it. And I put the thought in his head so that we could then move on, but it's still going to percolate in the back of his mind, right? And in whichever form, whether it was humor or non-humor, it doesn't matter. It's just the fact that it stays in the person's mind. And I think that that component versus what you just said with the war mentality, you know, when you have that war mentality or the war analogy, and I sometimes make that war analogy too, but I'm talking about before we start this process. And I'm very, very conscientious of telling the patient that this is like entering into a war, but it's not a war because you're the enemy is within. So it's not, you're not fighting. What was the cancer cell before it became cancer cell? It was a healthy cell. So it's not the war with your body or with the dealing with the cancer. It's the war is actually in your own mind because you have to realize that, hey, wait a second, this is cancer, and I'm actually fighting the society's definition of what cancer is as opposed to really what it is. So, you know, you accept your body and you nurture your body, and then you start doing what you need to so that those cells then can have an opportunity to go back into the normal state, or mm-hmm. they go through apoptosis or autophagy or necrosis, and then they slough off and they're no longer an issue. But
right.
but that concept of talking about war, you know, that's a very traumatic, it's a highly oxidative process, right? There's a lot of trauma and, you know, things exploding and people dying. And so when you put that analogy of a war situation, when you go into cancer, you're in a war, you know, that's just a bad image to have.
Yeah, it's one thing to do battle when the battle is brought to you and you have to defend yourself. But if you're in that permanent state of battle, it's just like Bruce Lipton talking about, you know, your cells in fight or flight, or, you know, they call it protection or growth and healing. And, you know, what's that percentage of your cells that are in growth and healing? That's the, you know, that positive, loving place versus that which you're running for your life because a bear is about to eat you. How long can you sustain that run?
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. So I think that the first thing people have to do is they have to get out of that mentality, and they have to recognize that when you're dealing with cancer, the battle isn't the cancer. You're not fighting the cancer. You're fighting your own preconceived notion, your own fears, your own mentality. You're not, the cancer is not the problem. It's mm-hmm. your own preconceived notion that's the problem. That's what you're fighting. The cancer itself is now helping the body to nurture whatever it's lacking, you know, provide the nurturing that it's lacking, provide the nutrients that it's lacking, and then get rid of the toxicities that are in the way and detoxify the body, and the rest is will take care of itself because the body is a self-regulating, self-healing entity. It's been designed to re-regulate itself. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, where I was 2 years ago, Robert, you know, and, you know, now that, I mean, I want to talk about something, Robert, that's so deep, but I know we're not ready for it right now. I don't think our show, our audience is ready for it, but this whole aspect of how disease works and how it affects your body, the physiological response and how the body talks to you, how the body tells you what's going on, it is so amazing. I have learned so much in the last just few months, but I've also learned so much now looking back over the last 3 years that it is unbelievable how well the body is designed to function and how well the body will regulate itself and how well the body will tell you when there is a state of dis-ease.
Yes.
So, but we have to. We don't even recognize. We don't realize how well attuned this machine is. I mean, it's so much more than we realize.
Yeah, it's thematically. Go ahead.
I've personally experienced it. That's why now I can see it, because in retrospect,
right.
I mean, it's uncanny.
Yeah, thematically. I mean, you talk about a theme in my life. It's been about that. You know, I love to go out, talk, and communicate. But you know, I remind folks, just like I had to be reminded, that the cells are always trying to communicate with me. But the language I was being taught, my parents turned me over to doctors who didn't know the language, so that they gave a drug for every symptom, and they suppressed it and created 10 other problems. And so at the age of 24, you know, I met somebody who says, you know what, all of this happened because of this, this, and this. You start undoing that, and all of that's going to go away. And I began to experiment. My body became the teacher, ultimately, even though I had a mentor teacher in healing and homeopathy. But ultimately, he was trying to say, pay attention to those cells. They're telling you something. And homeopaths have been listening to those cells because the symptoms meant something more than, oh, we need to do this to suppress that. It was the body trying to communicate, we need to correct that. And at that level, then we transform people because we empower them that the language is theirs to understand. It isn't something that we need an expert to interpret. Maybe initially, but eventually we try to teach you to learn that language so you don't need anybody necessarily, and you can go out and teach others.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Robert. I totally agree with you. And there's so much to this, and I think that I want to start doing eventually in the next maybe year or two, I want to actually start doing a retreat where this part of it, of understanding how your body communicates with you and listening to the signals, and helping people to self-regulate, because I'll tell you, when we say the body is a self-regulating, self-healing entity, no truer words were ever spoken. We just have to give it the right assistance and the right nudge, give it the right nutrients and the right raw products for it to do its job, and get rid of the toxicities, and the rest will happen. And a lot of those toxicities are not the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, although we talk a lot about those.
Yeah.
But that fifth one, the emotional psychological one, there's so much. The more I realize this, and you remember from TTAC, I said the most significant one, I think, is that fifth toxicity, the emotional psychological one.
Yes, yeah.
It's affecting every single person on this planet.
Yeah. Now, if we transition over to those suffering with Gulf War illness, we would acknowledge, I believe, that there were physiological impediments or causes to a lot of that trauma. Now, there's emotional trauma, of course. It's horrific things that people see in the war theater. But the DNA damage they're talking about in these vets that are still suffering all those years, you know, how do you play those two? You know, because there's that simultaneous track. There is the emotional reality. You talk about the toxicity, but there was the injected toxicity. There was the exposure to munitions and things being burned in the theater that did impact physically the DNA integrity and other things.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And so here, we start to help remove those substances, and then as many of those things, there may not be a way to repair them, but I believe the emotional psychological toxicity being removed then allows the body to start healing in ways that we don't even understand yet. So yes, I completely 100% am not deviating from my original philosophy, which is one, that you have to detoxify the body, and two, you have to supplement the body, give it what it needs, and the body will re-regulate itself. So I don't know how much time we have, Robert, in this hour. How much more time do we have?
We got about a minute or so before the break, okay. And we can obviously talk to our YouTube followers. And by the way, folks that are just listening on radio and not catching the YouTube, The good news is I believe, and Super Don, you can validate this or not, whether Dr. Batar and AdvancedMedicine.com is carrying the entire YouTube version of this too, or just the audio off of the show, so we can talk about that as well, because there's a lot of bonus stuff that happens now on the breaks.
Well, since I've only got 30 seconds left now, let me see if I can do this synopsis in 30 seconds. So you've got, here's what it is, that you've got the seven toxicities, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the opportunistic, then there's a more esoteric ones, which is fourth one, the energetics, the fifth one, emotional, psychological, the sixth one, foods, not what we eat, but what we do to foods, the homogenization, pasteurization, the radiation, genetic modification, and then the seventh one, spirituality. So these seven toxicities, they all have the same common mechanism underlying that causes disease, which is oxidative stress. And if we can remove that toxicity, these toxicities, all of them, then we can effectively reverse disease. And that is by, one, removing the toxicity, detoxification, and two, providing the body with what it needs, the nutrients. And by definition, if we can do those two things, we can detoxify the body and no pathology exists.
Yeah, the truth is simple. Dunderheaded medical man tries to complicate some of this stuff. We try to clear it up for you the best we can so that you can go about co-creating the better life, the healthier life, and bringing advanced medicine back home where it belongs with each and every one of you. One more segment to go.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Dr. Bittar, we've been at this for a lot of years together and bringing the power to heal back where it belongs. But there are a lot of new listeners. We're just talking about growing, how much we've growed the show, how much the show has done grewed. and there are new people coming on. They ask some of the same questions that new people will ask, like, how do I know what to do? How do I detoxify the mercury, right? And I'm thinking advancedmedicine.com being that portal to get to plugged into the head map. And, you know, there are things that they can tap into now that we didn't have years ago.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Robert. Now that the advanced medicine site is up and it's moving forward, there's still a few things that are left on there. And, of course, it's going to be a site that's going to be constantly evolving. But anybody can get on there right now. In probably another three or four days, they'll have the ability to actually get through on the other side of the portal, which is the association, and they will have such tremendous access to information that nobody else will ever end up having access to. And there we can truly say the truth without having to worry about censorship and any other types of regulatory issues where people we basically can't say the truth. But,
right.
You know, there I'm going to post a couple of videos, and hopefully you are going to be able to post some videos. Some of our other close friends that are aligned with the truth can also post things where patients, and not just patients, but even non-patients, people that we may never encounter in any other walk of life, will have the access to information that can truly, truly, in many cases, radically change
our
lives.
Great.
And so one of the things that you just mentioned was that during the break, you said that you had some people asking, or a bunch of people asking questions that they were ready for me to talk about.
They want to hear more about the listening to your body, how to do it. I mean, we've never been taught that growing up. Like I said, I was raised by doctors in hospitals, right? And they didn't teach you how to listen to your body. It was like, well, if the symptom's here, take this drug to shut it up. So we've got to start over from like we're infants in some ways.
Well, you know, it's something that I didn't even realize, but in hindsight, they say hindsight's 20/20, and in hindsight, when you look back and you start saying, oh my gosh, I was having this problem at this point in my life, and now I'm seeing that it's resolving, and why is it resolving? Because X, Y, Z, whatever it is, whatever the situation you were in.
Right.
And so this is more an observational thing as opposed to a how-to-do-it thing, but it's happening to everybody, and whether we realize it or not, it's happening to every single person. I believe cancer is the ultimate last-ditch effort where the body hasn't been heard, hasn't been listened to, and it's being given a last-ditch effort to, hey, instead of knocking, 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 now it's like breaking down the door and catastrophic house is about to burn down type of thing that the message is trying to get through to the body. So, you know, how to do it, I think that's going to take a lot more time to discuss the how-to.
Sure.
But the realization, I think part and parcel of this is just becoming aligned. I think some of the things that we talked about at the TTAC, at the lecture that I gave with conflict resolution and how to deal with that, that's the first and foremost step. But, you know, when you start having a physical ailment, and again, I wish I could claim this as mine, but Louise Hayes years ago wrote that book about the emotional basis of many of the symptoms that people experience. And when you start to see the emotional basis of many of these symptoms that people are experiencing, in fact, I'm going to take some of those things from her book and put them on the site at Advanced Medicine behind the portal, and then take some of David Hawkins' stuff with the consciousness and what emotions resonate at what level. And that when you go from shame and grief and anger and you ascend and evolve to the higher levels, when you finally come to courage, where you now hit the 200 consciousness, and that starts to resonate at a higher level, and then you go beyond that to neutrality and then acceptance and willingness and love. People understanding that these emotions resonate at a certain frequency, and these frequencies dictate how our bodies are going to respond, not only our bodies but our spirits. And then you start looking at the emotional basis of many of these symptoms that we're experiencing, and you recognize the reason I keep on hitting my shin, or the reason I'm getting ringworm, or the reason that I'm experiencing pain and urination is because I have X, Y, and Z emotion going on. And when you hear this or when you read this, you're like, oh, my God, it's like an epiphany. It's actually like an epiphany with a baseball bat. It hits you.
Yes.
Holy moly. So there's so much to this, and it is amazing. I mean, my evolution as a doctor, I mean, at this point in my career, and we're talking about these things right now on the air, that really 3 years ago I was oblivious to.
Yeah, well, it just is it's a living transformation, and it's fun that we've been able to do that on the air together. And I think it's a living example for folks to say, you know what? Dr. Batar has never hung his hat and said, that's it. There's nothing more to learn. The same thing with my mentor that I appreciated from him. There was always more to learn. And we're doing it together here on the air. Robert Scott Bell Show each and every week. We do advanced medicine together. 1358 is the code if you want to be there to be part of it. Tell them what they need to know because we got to go, Dr. Batar.
The power to heal is unequivocally yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.